Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions today in my lucky dip. First question comes from Cynthia. How to stop being so safe and spend all my time finding clothes that just hide the unflattering parts of me? So this is where we want to think about being a magician with clothing. So when we're thinking about finding clothes that hide the unflattering parts, we're looking for clothes that have some sort of illusion. And so we can use things like vertical lines, lengthen, elongate, and slim to make areas of us that might be shorter and wider appear a little longer and slimmer. We can use horizontal lines to broaden and highlight. So we can balance our body using horizontal lines. So thinking about a boat neck will help to balance out wider hips, for example. Or you can have epaulettes on a jacket, which create a horizontal line, which also balance out your hips. So looking at, you know, horizontal lines broaden. So we also think about not putting horizontal lines on points we don't want to draw attention to and we don't want to further broaden. So avoiding putting tops on, you know, ending the hems of our tops on wider points. So don't, you know, end your top across the widest point of your hips. Or if you don't have a waist, don't add a top there. So that is something to think about as well. And of course, if we do have a narrow part, we put those hems on those narrow parts. Because most hems are horizontal lines, then we want to put them on the narrow parts of arms, the narrow parts of, you know, waists or hips or wherever it might be to flatter. Then we can also use distraction. So this is where the art of the illusionist is all about creating illusion. The art, you know, the magician, you know, they create the illusion, they do the trick, but so you don't notice what's going on, they create a distraction. It's look over here so you don't notice what's happening, you know, when I'm actually doing the little bit of magic as such. So what we need to do in our outfits is to provide a distraction, provide somewhere for the eye to rest, to land, so we don't notice the illusion that's actually going on, so that we're not actually looking at the, you know, bits you're looking to camouflage, the bits you think are unflattering. So this is where we need to provide those focal points. And I talk a lot about focal points on the blog. So if you want to find out more about this, head over to the blog, look up illusion, look up magician, look up focal points, all those things I have written blog posts about to give you more tips and some examples. So one of the easiest ways of creating a focal point is put on some jewelry or put on an accessory, put on a scarf, something that creates something for you to focus on, that draws your attention, that draws your eye, so that we're not noticing those bits of you that you're trying to camouflage. This is often the thing that people miss out on, and then they spend all their time focusing on the bit they don't want people to look at. So it is thinking about how I can use, you know, illusion, and of course we can use colours. So light colours advance and dark colours recede, but bright colours advance and muted colours recede as well. So there's lots of different ways we can create illusions, and then, you know, to make things more receding versus more advancing. If you just focus on trying something, you know, to find something that, you know, makes your bum look smaller or whatever it is that you're trying to hide, you're actually missing half of the art of the magician, which is distraction. And in fact, without that distraction, the illusion doesn't even work. So it's really important to provide those distractions. And I think this is where it's working out, what are you happy with? Are you happy to draw attention to? And how can you put some distraction in that area? So it can be things like bracelets and rings and earrings and necklaces and even glasses or scarves or detail on clothing. And that's the thing I always look at, is when I'm looking at, you know, for my client or even for myself, what's the part we want to highlight and what's the part we want to not draw attention to? We want to make sure in any piece of clothing, before we take it into the change room, we want to look at it and say, Does it have the horizontal lines where I want it? Does it have the vertical lines where I want it? Does it have any detail where I don't want it? So I always think, if you think about, if you don't want to draw attention to a part of your body, keep it plain and free of detail. If you do want to draw attention to part of your body, put the detail there. But this is where even things like, we can get very obsessed with going, well, a pattern is a detail, but a busy pattern can actually be very distracting. And so this is where, and I've also written about this on the blog as well, so you can look up what is a slimming pattern and you can get some understanding about that as well. Because when it's a really busy pattern and the eye can't start or stop, there's no places for the eye to stop and rest, then that means the eye just keeps on going because our brains go, oh, I can't be bothered to look at that. And so it just keeps moving. So there's lots of different things you can look up. There's so many strategies you can use to find flattering clothes, and I've got lots of those on the blog. But it's also just as important to look for those focal points to provide somewhere for the eye to look in that outfit. And this is really going to help you create the more flattering outfits and to stop obsessing so much about the parts of you you don't want people to notice. As soon as you've done a couple of things, you know, well, that's as, you know, as much as I can do. But what I can do is provide something to make, you know, make the eye go elsewhere. So I really hope that helps, Cynthia. I've just dropped the rest of my questions on the floor. Have to find them. Oh, where's the other one? There it is. So, next question comes from Bonnie. Bonnie says, which tops and jackets to make or buy for a busty H-shaped body with a high hip, short waist and long legs? Thanks so much. So what we're thinking about here is when we have longer legs and a shorter body, we want a slightly longer jacket. So here we go, rather than having anything cropped that ends at the waist, we might want to go down to the low hip if you don't have a broader low hip, even down a longer to the, you know, kind of just the mid thigh could also be great as well. So you can think about tunic tops could be good, as well as longer line jackets. I'd say nothing shorter than mid-hip, and that's where your hip bone is. That's kind of mid-hip and longer, and then on you, you can figure out which is your best length as well. But mid-hip will give you a definite vertical kind of rectangle in the upper body. When you're busty, part of it is really just making sure that it fits. So if you're making jackets, that is so fabulous, because it means that you can actually alter the pattern to allow that fabric you need for your bust. But generally, when you are busty, it is more important to actually have something that is more fitted rather than boxy. Boxy just makes you look bigger all over. Versus at least if it's more fitted and it comes in under your bust, it's actually, and it gives you an illusion of a waist, it's actually going to be much more flattering. So I would avoid anything too boxy and instead go for something that's a little bit more fitted, a bit more tailored, that gives that illusion of a waist, but does not have any waist detail. So we don't want any horizontal lines around the waist. This is not a belted jacket, and it's definitely not double-breasted, because double-breasted just adds more bulk. So single-breasted. Then you might want to think about, how can I put some vertical lines through the body? So it could be that there's some sort of vertical seaming or princess sort of seaming in the jacket, or long underbust darts that provide shaping. And this is going to give any sort of vertical seaming you can put into that jacket or find is going to be creating more elongation through your body, and therefore balancing out your upper and lower body and your shorter waist. You can also think about collars. Now, I have found that a low collar is really not flattering on a larger bust, because what it does is puts more focal point down there and it draws the attention down. So instead, what we're looking for is a higher collar. So maybe a peaked lapel or a little mandarin collar, but we don't want to close up. It's better to have something that's a little bit more open through the bust rather than having a high closing. So no kind of crew or jewel necks on the, you know, as a neckline. So it's have something that's more open, so more V-shaped, long line V-shape. All those sorts of things are what you are looking for if you are busty and H-shape and, you know, kind of a shorter body. So you want to elongate your body and avoid, of course, things like patch pockets on the jacket, because they just create unflattering horizontal lines around your waist area. Instead, if you really need to have a pocket, you should try and put one inside a seam so it's seamless, or try and create something that's a vertical pocket opening rather than a horizontal one, because again, we're providing more elongating verticals. So hopefully those little tips help. Now I've dropped them again. Today, having some trouble. There's the last question on the floor. Okay, Judy says, how to find the right balance of clothing for my varied life. So home, cleaning, yard maintenance to going out to the shops. I like to dress nicely, but I'm getting changed 3 times a day. And this is very common. And I think when you're doing particular things like yard work and stuff like that, what I would recommend is kind of maybe choose a time. Maybe it's first thing in the morning to do that sort of, dirty work, or do it at the end of the day where you might go, I just put on my sportswear, my leggings and t-shirts and stuff that's very easy to be washed. It's very comfortable for doing that sort of stuff, but it allows me that freedom of movement to do the kind of, the bending over and all that sort of stuff. And then when I'm finished, maybe I might have got a bit dirty, especially if I've been making some dust. I might want to have a shower and then get dressed into my more casual clothes. Now, if you are doing real kind of dirty gardening or really heavy cleaning, you might need to get changed. Maybe those two sets of clothes aren't the same, but do you have to do that all day, every day? I don't know. I think most places like just, one deep clean a week and then a surface clean the rest of the week is enough. So you don't need to be in those clothes every day. So just thinking about, what works too. This is where a pair of jeans is such a great staple, because you can be wearing them, out to the shops, but also they do work fine for getting around the house and doing your home cleaning and things like that. And then just also thinking about, I'm always looking for, even if it's a t-shirt, can you find something in a pattern or something that you really love? It looks a little bit dressy, even if it is something that you can just throw in the washing machine and the tumble dryer, and it's really easy. So rather than wearing your, precious silk or your fancier things, thinking about having some, t-shirts and stuff that you really love, that fit well, that looks smart, but maybe can be worn in a more kind of industrial way. And I think this is too where sometimes it could be, I can wear this, otherwise my jeans and my t-shirt, and then when I go out to the shops, maybe just throw in a scarf or something that just adds that little bit of extra something. It adds that focal point. It adds that, I've accessorized and I've thought about what I'm wearing without having to have it on all day. That is something else to think about. Or just then you throw a little jacket over the top or something that kind of just dresses it up a little bit. So it could just be, around the house, you might want to wear a cardigan, and then you're going out, you just swap that cardigan out for a jacket. So you're not having to get changed as a whole. But there is no, if you don't want to mess up your dirty clothes when you're cleaning, doing heavy cleaning or gardening, then you are going to have to get changed. There is no one, other way about it. And this is why you might want to think about how you break up your day rather than doing a bit of the, going out in fancy clothes, coming back and getting changed, then having to get changed again. It's like, well, how do I actually spend my time? Can I break it up in a way so I just have to get changed once in the day? So hopefully those tips have helped you today. Thank you for them. There's lots of blog posts too that I've got on lots of these topics already. So please do head over to the blog. Just type into the search bar what you're after, just a couple of words, and you'll be amazed at how much you'll find there about, how to flatter your body, how to look for clothes that are going to work for you, and even things like creating focal points and I've got lots of casual outfit ideas as well. So if you just put casual outfit in there, that might give you ideas and you might be able to come up with something that you think works for you and your lifestyle. Thanks for watching and bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.